From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. An art exhibit about lost love is coming back to South Florida this fall, and the curators want your story. WLRN intern Isabella Cueto reports.
What does heartbreak look like? That's what the organizers of Love Lost Miami want to know. It's an art exhibit that launched during last year's Miami Art Week and is scheduled for a reprise this year. The idea started as a conversation among girlfriends, talking about the prospect of finding love in Miami. Here's one of the women, Love Lost Miami co-founder Paula Celestino.
A lot of people tend to think that maybe love doesn't happen in Miami, and the exhibit showed that it does happen. Love happens, and it happens deeply, and it's just beautiful.
Last year, the exhibit received more than 100 submissions, stories of lost love, tales from people reminiscing about an old flame, and even cherished mementos from grieving lovers. Co-founder Natalia Martinez-Kalinina says that was exactly the point.
Having all of that in one space lends a very unique communal experience that is very, very acutely human.
The organizers of Love Lost Miami are accepting submissions for their second edition, which they hope to exhibit during this year's Art Week in December. The deadline is July 1st. I'm Isabella Cueto in Miami.
A federal appeals court on Monday rejected a lawsuit that alleged the United States Army Corps of Engineers caused pollution problems in the Caloosahatchee River. The lawsuit filed by the Florida Wildlife Federation and other environmental groups said the Army Corps released water from Lake Okeechobee into the river. Can President Trump's new Cuba policy really work in Cuba, or was it just meant to work in Miami?
This wasn't a 180-degree turn. This was like a 10-degree turn to starboard.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we examine his Little Havana speech. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.